Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And joining us now, and this really makes sense since we just highlighted Valor, is a previous speaker at one of our Valor events. State Senator Jay Collins, former Special Forces, Special Ops, Green Beret, multiple deployments, and now State Senator. Jay Collins, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bob. How are y'all doing today?
It is it's a pleasure to speak with you. We are following, I think, all the stories, but especially the riots that are taking place in L.A. One of the things I want to ask you, as a military guy that you are, calling in the Marines in a riot situation, I just want to get your take on the pros and cons of such a thing.
Yeah, no, that's actually an incredibly important question. I'm so glad you went there. But first, man, I want to say thank you for highlighting our men and women in law enforcement the way you are. It's incredible. They do so much in the community to make a difference day in, day out. I love the fact that we're highlighting them, telling about what they do to keep our community safe. I think a lot of times people have no idea all that goes into the job, and they forget that these are regular people with families, and we owe them the time, tools, and training necessary to complete their mission, to complete their mission and get home safe to their families. So God bless those men and women. They are awesome.
Well said.
So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this thing in L.A. So obviously, if you're going to deploy military troops, it has reached and escalated to a position where it's stepping over some state boundaries, right? I mean, let's just call it what it is. So I don't think anybody views that lightly. But here's what I do know. Our nation simply cannot have another 2020, so to speak, where people were burning down the nation day in, day out. And frankly, Gavin Newsom is a complete failure of a governor. He has allowed lawlessness to fester. He has undercut and pushed his police officers to the point where they are afraid to arrest people to uphold the law, and their citizens are craving for stability. I mean, imagine how landowners and people in California feel seeing these things happen. It's horrendous. You know, let's look at the opposite of that. Here in Florida, Governor DeSantis is no games, all business. We take care of our people. You have a right to protest, but you do not have a right to burn buildings down and cause for everybody around you. That's not acceptable. And I'm so proud to live in this a black and white difference, you know?
Yeah, I just, you know, the governor can act and react in various ways, but for him to not react at all in a proactive way sends the signal that himself and many other Democrats, unfortunately, are okay with the riots and okay with interfering with ICE operations, right? How else can you look at it?
Yeah, imagine how those, frankly, the men and women in ICE feel about this. Their governor is allowing members of Congress to dock them, and he's standing up for them. The fact that Jeffries put out what he did, you want to talk about someone not following through with their duty or taking care of the American people. Jeffries is an absolute clown. What he did is completely wrong. And the fact that Gavin Newsom thinks that what he needs to do is sit there and call out and throw out images of National Guard sleeping on the floor. Let me tell you something. I have slept on wooden crates. I've slept in buildings. I've slept in mud puddles. I don't care where I sleep, but I am going to protect our nation, fulfill my duty and obligation as a service member, because that's what I believe in. And look, nobody wants to have to do these things in our country, but if that is called and we are asked to protect our people, I'm glad they're doing it. We simply can't allow California to burn again like that and get worse. What a horrible display of leadership by Newsom.
Absolutely. And I hope that the American people really recognize it for what it is. I mean, the way they're trying to position it politically is that, oh, well, things escalated. You know, when you called in the National Guard, it's like, no, you wouldn't have to call them if these things weren't occurring. And besides that, I mean, you know, Biden or his people opened that gate wide open knowing there was going to be chaos unfolding.
Well, that's right, Bob. You know, look at the border issue. Every state's a border state. You know, people ask, why is Florida making such a big deal of working with ICE and bringing all of our law enforcement in? Well, it's because we actually care about the safety and security of our state and our people. And people, you know, a lot of times I think the left wants to gloss over the fact that the crime that was committed was illegally entering a country. You are an illegal immigrant, period. You can use whatever churched up terms they want. The fact is they came into our country illegally, and many of them have caused problems for years. I'm not okay with that. We have to hold people accountable, and we got to look out for the citizens of these United States. Look, I love Governor DeSantis. I've stood by him day in and day out, and I love our president. The fact is making America great again is an action, and I love the fact that from the federal side, we are trying to push as hard and as fast as we can to take care of the rights of our citizens and do the very best we can to protect our border and stand up for our national rights. It's about time.
I mean, one of these guys they picked up was literally a mass shooter. He returned to a graduation party, him and some other thugs, and shot the place up, killed two people. Another guy's a child rapist. These are actually people that ICE picked up in the L.A. area. 100%. Yeah. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, let's switch gears. The budget wrap-up, did you guys get this all done in Tallahassee? What's the status now?
So we are taking the extended route through session right now. We're a little long, a little over plus 30 days, but we are bringing this plane in for a landing. It's going to be done before the functional deadline of July 1st, it looks like. I think midway through June, it should pass out of the legislature if everything keeps moving like it is, and it'll give the governor time for him to review it, do any line item vetoes he needs to do, and approve the budget. So that's where it's at. I think, we're going to meet that. But here's the reality. We can't continue this kind of extended session. This is not up to our standards. It is not good enough for the people of Florida. And I'm looking forward to a session next year that's focused, productive, and does things that actually make our community stronger, better, and more focused, but on time.
Let me ask you one more thing. I mean, you've got a strong Republican majority. Why would it be so difficult and so arduous to try to get this budget done?
You know, that's an interesting conversation. I think a lot of times when you're in a position where you have a supermajority, the left has really fallen apart, right? From a lack of leadership, people are leaving their ranks. I mean, the Senate minority leader left and became an independent. That's a huge issue, right? So I think often when that happens, a lot of these little things become bigger. We start picking at other issues, and honestly, you pick it apart inside. But I think if you look back at history, we can't forget that the Democrats were in charge not that long ago, and they started picking each other apart, ripping the state apart, ripping their party apart, and it left it open for us. Let's not let the same thing happen. We have the truth, we have the facts, and we have the math in our corner. We know what right looks like. We need to focus on that and just keep marching forward and keeping Florida free.
Well, I just hope that we, the people, don't elect people that are, well, I use the term squishy, but basically if the mentality is we can't beat the Republicans in Florida, so we're going to join them. We're going to run as Republicans, but we're not really conservative. What do you think?
Yeah, so I don't disagree. Here's my thought. I'm open to people coming into the party, but I'll tell you what, if you're coming in, that doesn't mean you need to run for office and be a leader in our state and our community. We need to put forward the very best candidate who espouses strong, focused, conservative values, who's going to fight for the things that got us to where we are. I mean, we have a 1.3 million person voter advantage. Now, some of those are we'll call soft toss, right? But the reality is Governor DeSantis has led our state forward in such a manner that we are where we are. Florida's a deep red state now. It's not up for grabs. I mean, the last presidential, they didn't even really work here. They didn't even try. They knew better. We absolutely have to keep that momentum. We got to remember what makes us conservatives. And frankly, we got to stick to our guns. Let's push forward legislation that takes care of our 2A rights, that takes care of our people, that grows our economy, and ultimately leaves it better for the next generation. That's what we should be doing. We have to do that in the conservative way.
Well, we appreciate absolutely where you're coming from, and we appreciate your service and being a previous speaker at Valor. State Senator Jay Collins, please keep checking in with us. We appreciate your time and your effort.
Bob, thank you. Appreciate you guys. And your Valor ceremony was absolutely phenomenal last time. Thank you for the opportunity to be there.
Fantastic. Thank you. Wow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.